If we could create a ceremony that uses sight, sound, smell, and taste. And one more,
touch.
You can do that, actually.
And what's a famous healing method that uses touch?
Well, it
starts with R.
Reiki.
Reiki uses touch, and then the laying out of hands through the standard religious ceremonies uses touch. And so then there's one more that is used in esoteric healing is radiant, where you just like get close to the person and radiate energy to them. We've done examples of radiant healing before. But if you get close to a person, you don't actually have to touch them, but they can feel your presence before you actually get there. The closer you get, the more they can feel you. Like, Robin, let's pick on you. Tell me when you feel something. So you can feel something without actually physically touching people. So if we use all the five senses and maybe a sixth sense thrown in somehow, do you think we could produce maybe the most powerful healing or energy gathering ceremony that's ever been produced? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll have to think on that. We'll think on that for the next gathering. And well, I'll think on it, you guys think on it, and if you get ideas, share them with me. And we'll come up with a whopper of a ceremony that's going to heal the dead. Yeah, Jason.
Adam contends that the sex ceremony is already providing all those.
Yeah, good idea. That's the feeling.
I have to give credit where it's due. Actually, I cannot. I was too busy writing. You know?
That definitely channels energy. I got to give you credit there.
I think it's interesting that her smell is that our memory is tied closer to that sense than any other.
Yeah, they do say that.
And so I've heard of people using like orange oil, like, you know, smell orange, you know, when they're studying for a test, and then they go into the test and smell that, and it's so much easier to recall things. So if you wanted to create a ceremony in which it would be very memorable and they'd be reminded of it because there's that powerful anchor every time they'd smell, it's a very they'd be reminded of that experience.
It's actually not even uncommon in some healings and other spiritual experiences for people to actually smell. Like, I had an ex-girlfriend who always smelled chocolate and roses. Mary would show up and
Yeah, that's an interesting comment you made, because oftentimes when people experience supernatural things, they will smell something.
Yeah.
You know, one time I had a smell like stainless steel. You know, and I thought, boy, that's an odd thing to be smelling during a spiritual experience.
Stainless steel.
Just that's the closest I had come to it, like a metallic smell.
And I'm sure over my career, more than 100 people have gotten off the table and started. They'd ask me, "Do you like wearing a cologne?" And then they'll tell me like they smell roses, they smell this, they smell that, and I'm kind of usually scentless.
I guess if you start smelling sulfur, then you should start worrying.
Well, that's what you just go. Well, that's just you. Just reducing and detoxing.
But smell is the most.
It doesn't work. You just come back on it.
Smell is the most refined of the senses. You know, when you think of the number of particles, like say there's a rose over here. When you think of the number of particles that actually enter your nose from a rose, it's amazing how good our sense of smell is, how refined it is. It's almost like a Geiger counter in a way that it's able to pick it up. But then when you think of a dog or different animals, how powerful their sense of smell is. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Well, what about
pheromones? Yeah, right. Yeah, they're potent.
We react to it.
That's right.
What?
Pheromones.
Yeah. Things that turn you on. Sense of smell will turn you on.
Pheromones.
Okay.
I haven't heard other people do this ceremony, but when I've got a mantra,
from the TM Society Bank.
We had to bring a flower, a white handkerchief, and a piece of fruit to a ceremony. And I don't recall, is that something common in ceremonies? You have to bring something to it?
Well, particularly some of the Eastern traditions. Yeah. Part of that is also like an honoring, you know, like it's almost like a sacrifice or a gift to the altar, a gift to the guru or a gift to whoever.
A Native American.
You know. But then some, I don't know, there could be extra things. I don't know what the particular TM
ritual
is. They'll
make donuts in front of, like, you know, yeah. Buddhist statues. Yeah. And yeah, I'm serious. Yes.
Donuts?
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't you know the Buddha liked donuts?
There's a healing technique, and some of you probably heard of it, called EFT. Mm-hmm. And really, it's just it's a ritual. It's a protocol of just tapping on different energy meridians while saying an affirmation or something related or tuning into something. And the whole process is really just a ritual, but it's also coupled with stimulating the energy meridians, I guess, too, and mm-hmm. all of those things. So, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it's like taking off like crazy.
Well, it's become really, psychotherapists and massage therapists.
As soon as the guy who founded it sold it off, then it hit big.
It's called Callahan.
She learned it from Callahan 20 years ago.
Okay. Okay, we're the ones that's creating this new ceremony, but I'm going to recommend that we have our clients bring a bandana, because that's what you had Elizabeth in the book use. Mm-hmm. So we can get an orange scented bandana. We'll provide the orange scent. They bring the bandana.
Next gathering, everybody bring a handkerchief. We'll mm-hmm. bless it and pass it around to other people or whatever. That would be interesting. You know, Reiki's the interesting thing is that to become a Reiki master, back 20 years ago when I had a treatment, I had one just to see what it was about. So I had this guy give me one. And he paid $10,000 to become a Reiki master. And all he did was just lay his hands on my head, my body, and just left him there for about 20 minutes or so. And I said, okay, we're done. Because really, I said, that's all there is to it? You paid $10,000 to do that?
Did you feel anything?
$10,000. No, kind of nice warm energy, but you know, nothing transformational.
I don't think it's quite the same thing.
Is that anyone here into Reiki?
My nephew does the best technique. He's a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And the best technique, I would say, is maybe something along the lines of Reiki. He has you lay on his table and he wiggles your foot and wiggles your foot to see if your sympathetic system and your parasympathetic system are in imbalance. And he just moves your feet and he does these things and he sends an intention. I went to a chiropractor and had him work on me for an hour in excruciating pain in my back a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago. And it didn't work, and I was down in Arizona and had my nephew work on me in 10 minutes. He had my back fixed.
Really?
Wiggling my feet.
Just wiggling your feet.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I mean, never chiropractic, they just sort of touch along the meningeal system in different little places. And rarely do a crunch. One time, one of them put me into a wave for 30 minutes.
But you know what, for 30 minutes?
A wave. My body went to a wave. All of a sudden, I felt all this energy. The base of my spine started to go like this, and my knees slammed together.
Yeah.
And it shot out, and my whole body just went into a wave for half an hour.
Yeah, all these things have an effect. Like Reiki, even though it's simple, they just lay their hands on your head and just let the energy flow. And some people
traditionally, there's 14 hand positions and stuff.
Is there?
Yeah, I've been a Reiki master since 1990.
Oh, really?
Which is one of
Back
then it was like almost $10,000 and it cost me $3,000 at the time.
Oh,
and now
you got
less
cheap,
than $30. Less than $30 on eBay. There are people now that are like over 100 different Reiki variations. Somebody's like selling all 100 attunements for $78 on eBay.
Really? Really? Wow.
Long distance attunement.
Amazing. Price has really gone down. Yeah.
If you know how to do torrents, it's probably free.
On the other hand, if you paid $10,000, you'd take a lot more serious. I'm paid $10,000, so I must have more healing energy than the guy who paid $70.
yes, it does like sort of pet stuff.
The thing is that almost all these healing techniques use just one thing. Use the smell, or used sound, or used touch. So what we need to do is create one for our group that uses a bunch of them. It really produces a powerful expectation. Then we bring in somebody new to the group that doesn't know what's going on, and we put them down, and they're really razzle-dazzled. They think, wow, I never felt anything like this before.
Or a secret handshake or something. Right.
So you're synthesizing all the healing, bringing them all together in one, you know, with the touch.
Yeah. And you know, maybe even something homeopathic. Throw that in. We create a little homeopathic drink, and after the ceremony is over, they drink it.
No, don't make it red, though. That'll freak everybody out.
Yeah, or make it lemonade color. Okay, we'll take a little break, and then we'll go into wands.
Wands. So I saw that on the paper. So maybe I'll be very proud of
that.
So we give them a drink with vodka, with cayenne pepper.
JJ, do you remember when I was in that room?